Hello.
Senator Russell, 2191.
Just a moment.
Dick?
Yes?
I hate to bother you again, but...
All right, Mr. President.
I wanted you to know that I'd made that announcement.
What announcement, what?
Of this special commission.
Oh, you have already?
Yes. The President announced that he is appointing a special commission to study and report upon all the facts of commission relating to the assassination of the late President John F. Kennedy and the subsequent violent death of the man charged with the assassination. The President stated that the majority and minority leadership of the Senate and the House had been consulted with respect to the proposed special commission. The members of the special commission are, Chief Justice Earl Warren, Chairman, Senator Richard Russell, Georgia, Senator John Cooper, Kentucky, Representative Hale Boggs, Louisiana, Representative Gerald Ford, Michigan, Honorable Allen Dulles, Washington, Honorable Clark, New York, instructed to evaluate all available information concerning the subject of the inquiry. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, pursuant to an earlier directive of the President, is making complete investigation of the facts. An inquiry is scheduled by a Texas Court of Inquiry convened by the Attorney General of Texas under Texas law. The Special Commission will have before it all evidence uncovered by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and all information available to any agents of the federal government. The Attorney General of Texas has also offered his cooperation. All federal agencies and offices are being directed to furnish services and cooperation to the Special Commission. The Commission will also be empowered to conduct any further investigation that it deems desirable. The President is instructing the Special Commission to satisfy itself that the truth is known as far as it can be discovered, and to report its findings and conclusions to him, to the American people, and to the world.
Well, now, Mr. President, I don't have to tell you my devotion to you, but I just can't serve on that commission. I'm highly honored you by being Chief Justice Warren. I don't like that man, and I don't have any confidence in him, though I realize he's the most greater man in the United States today than almost anyone. And so you get John Stennis.
Dick has already been announced, and you can serve with anybody for the good of America. And this is a question that has a good many more ramifications than on the surface. And we got to take this out of the arena where they're testifying that Khrushchev and Castro did this and did that, and kicking us into a war that can kill 40 million Americans in an hour. And you'd put on your uniform in a minute. Now, the reason I ask Warren is because he's the chief. Justice of this country, and we've got to have the most judicial people we can have. The reason I ask you is because you can do anything. And don't go to give me that kind of stuff about you can't serve with anybody. Your country, and you can't serve with anybody. You can do anything.
It's not only that. I don't think the Chief Justice should have served on
it. Well, Chief Justice ought to do anything he can to save America, and right now we've got a very touchy thing, and you wait till you look at this evidence, and you wait till you look at this report. Now, I'm not going to lead you wrong, and you're not going to be an old dog tray. You're not going to be an old dog tray company, but... You never turned your country down? This is not me. This is your country. And the members of the Special Commission are Chief Justice Warren, Senator Richard Russell, and I go right down the list. Now, I've got Allen Dulles and John McCloy. But you're my man on that commission, and you're going to do it. And don't tell me what you can do and what you can't, because I can't arrest you, and I'm not going to put the FBI on you. The goddamn show gonna serve, I'll tell you that. And he wants to tell you that how much all of us love you, wasn't it?
Well, I know, Mr. President, you all told me you were gonna name
him. I told you today I was gonna name him as Chief Justice when I called you.
Did not.
I did.
That's my problem.
Supreme Court.
That's right.
You didn't tell me you'd
name. I told you.
I'm going to name Orrin. You said it'd be better to name Holland.
No. We talked, and I said Clark wouldn't do coach.
No, that's right.
Well, Clark wouldn't do coach.
No. I've got to get the high.
Of course, I can get.
He turned Bobby Kennedy down. Bobby, they talked to him, and he just said he wouldn't serve under any circumstances. I called him.
He said he wouldn't serve under any circumstances. All right, buddy, I spent an hour with you.
I said, now here's the situation. I won't tell you what, Mr.
Now here's the situation. I won't tell you what.
All right. No. No, I have mine.
I don't,
no,
brother, please.
No, that's already done. Well,
you mean you give me?
Yes, sir.
You mean you give me?
It's already in the papers, and you on it, and you're going to be my man on it. And you just forget that. Now, wait a minute. AW won't say what we're doing, and I'll be back. Hello, Senator?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just sitting here talking. He said, I got one man on that. It's the smart and all the rest of them put together.
No, that's burning up, Senator.
He said, burning up, Senator.
You know,
all the rest of them put together. Well, goddamn it, I'm a kind of feller. And I didn't
know I'm a feller. But he didn't know that.
Look, hell, he depend on you. You know that.
You know that.
And he just got through saying, he said, I got one man on there that's smarter than all the rest of them.
I don't know when I've been as
unhappy about the things that I miss. Well, I know, but you can take them, God Almighty, you've took them for years, and the hard ones and the tough ones, and you can take care of it, and you take care of yourself. Well, you come to us. But you don't say you can't do anything, because you're the best can-do man there is.
Oh, no.
Dick?
Yeah.
Now, we're going into a lot of problems. I saw, we had lunch together, and I saw, well, I've seen a good many people since I've been here. Saw Wilkins today, had a long talk with him. Now, these things are going to be developing, and I know you're going
to,
I know you're gonna have your
reservations and your mind.
Wait a minute, I understand that. But now your president's asking you to do these things, and there's some things that I want you in besides civil rights. And by God, you're gonna be in them, because I can't run this country by myself. And
my future's behind me, and that's not entering into it at all.
Well, your future is your country, and you're gonna do everything you can to serve America.
I can't do it. I haven't got the time.
All right. We'll just make the time.
All my Georgia items in there.
Well, we'll just make the time. There's not going to be any time to begin with. All you're going to do is evaluate a Hoover report he's already made. But
well, I'm going to move that fast, aren't I?
Well, okay. Well, then we won't move any faster than you want to move. But you're gonna lend your name to this thing, because you're head of the CIA committee in the Senate, and you're gonna have Fulbright and Heck and Looper on it, because this thing is breaking faster than you think. And I've already talked to Heck and Looper and Fulbright and asked them to go with you. Sit on your committee, because I don't want these things torn up. Secretary of State came over here this afternoon. He's deeply concerned, Dick, about the idea that they're spreading throughout the communist world that Khrushchev killed Kennedy. Now, he didn't.
He didn't have a damn thing.
Well,
I know Khrushchev did that.
All right. He didn't. He didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
Well, I don't think he did directly.
Well,
I know Khrushchev didn't, because he thought he'd get along better with Kennedy.
All right.
Than anybody.
All right. But we got to have some people.
I wouldn't be surprised if Castro had.
All right. Then okay. That's what we want to know. And people got confidence in you, and you can just be surprised or not surprised. They want to know what you think. And if my A.W. Morrison's one wants to know what you think, and you.
Taking advantage of
it,
Mr. Burton, but
no, I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm going to take a hell of a lot of advantage of you, my friend, because you made me, and I know it, and I don't ever forget. And if you think I'll be taking advantage of you, good deal. But you're going to serve your country, and you're going to do what's right. And if you can't do it, you get that damn little Bobby up there and let him twist your tail and put a cuckoo under it.
Well,
where is he?
I don't know, he's in line at night.
Well, you just tell him to get ready, because I'm going to need him. And you just tell him that.
I saw he and Vandover this afternoon for about 30 minutes. They came by here.
Well, just tell either one of them that I just like to use them any place, and because I'm a Russell protege, and I don't forget my friends, and I want you to stand up and be counted, and I don't want to beg you, by God, to serve on these things. What's rough about this? I talked to Jim Eastland.
Rough?
It's the best thing ever happened.
Jim Eastland?
Jim Eastland, he...
Yeah?
I'm God. I talked to everybody.
I talked...
Not a damn one of them, but... these folks are going to be for it.
Yeah, so I'm sure they will.
Well, of course, but how do I stop it, Dick? Now, don't tell me that I've worked all day and done wrong.
I didn't say you'd done wrong. I said that they ought not to have had that kind of a hearing, and it ought to have been stopped, and it could have been stopped some other way.
What do you think I've done wrong now by appointing you on a commission?
Well, I just don't like Warren.
Of course you don't like Warren, but you like him before it's over with.
I haven't got any confidence.
Well, you can give him some confidence. God damn it.
You can give him. Are you? Bob Bummer. Associate with him.
Alright. Do you think I'm kidding you?
No, I don't think you're kidding me.
You're going to be at my command as long as I'm here.
God, you'll be just a little bit more deliberate and considerate next time about it. But this time, of course, if you've done this, I'm going to do it and go through with it and say I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, I'm not going to be any more deliberate than I've been about this, because I'm not going to be. I'm going to have you on a good goddamn many things that I have to do.
America's representative, and I don't want to see him. My obligation, I just know I'm going to call him, and I serve under
And I don't give a damn if you have to serve with a Republican, if you have to serve with a communist, if you have to serve with A.W. Morrison.
I can serve with a communist, and I can serve with a Knicks, I can serve with a Chinaman.
Well, you may have to serve with A.W. A.W. Morrison, eh?
And if I could serve with A.W. Morrison, I would say, Mr. Chairman, I am pleased to serve under you, Judge Morrison. But, we won't discuss it.
No.
Of course, Mr. President, I'll say it.
Okay, Dick. Give Bobby my love and tell him he better get ready to give up that fruitful law practice he's got.
Judge Court of Appeals, Georgia, now.
Oh, God almighty.
You see, I got him on there. He's making as much money as I am.
Oh, yeah.
His salary is exactly the
same. What about Vanderbilt?
Well, he's running for governor next time, and he'll be elected.
Well, who the hell's going to help me besides you?
Well, those boys will help you if you need them.
Well, I need them.
Damn it, they're harder for you at one time than I was. Don't you remember?
No, I never did. Nobody ever been more to me than you have, Dick, except my mother. No, no, that's true. I never bothered you more and made you spend more hours with me telling me what is right and wrong than anybody except my mother.
You do more things I didn't want to do than anybody.
No, I never made you do anything wrong. I never made you do anything wrong.
I didn't say wrong. I said there's more things I didn't want to do.
Well,
Bobby and Ernie are two of the most loyal friends you've got on earth.
I know that.
They both called me up and said, you just got to do whatever Mr. Johnson said.
No, I don't want you to do that. I just want to counsel with
you.
I just want to counsel with you, and I just want your judgment and your wisdom. And
I don't expect
us to agree on...
For whatever's worth, you've got it, but...
I'm going to have it because I haven't got any daddy, and you're going to be it. Now, just forget that.
Well, Mr. President, you know... I think you know me.
I do. I know you for your country and period. Now, you just get ready to do this, and you're my man on there and period.
You announced it, I would absolutely.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. No,
yes, I would.
No, I told Warren. Warren told me he wouldn't do it under any circumstances. Didn't think Supreme Court justice ought to go on it. He wouldn't have anything to do with it. He said a man that criticized this fellow that went on the Nuremberg trial, Jackson. He told me what he thought about Goldberg. He thought he's terrible. He's arbitrating track. And I said, let me read you one report. And I just picked up one report and read it to him.